If you're an adventurer, there's one place that you absolutely have to shop.
There is, because there's this place called Modatomic, and they have the gas can hoodie, which when you put it on, it feels like a hug. And if you're a true adventure rider, you know that some days don't go as planned and you need a hug. But not only the gas can hoodie, Modatomic has other things too. Like what, Cappy?
Like beanies, cups, stickers, t-shirts, and probably my favorite dry bag.
That orange dry bag is badass.
It is. Modatomic.com. Link in the description.
So, Chappie, I got a confession to make.
Confess to me.
I've been talking to our buddy from B-Moto, Paco Pete. You know B-Moto, that shop that does really cool stuff like
off-road performance engines and suspensions. They even can Cerakote with ceramic finishes, so the outside is just as strong as the inside.
Which is awesome and brings me to my confession, Cody Proof Certification. Because Paco Pete told me they're going to take care of my engine and Cody Proof it.
That's something that not too many places can say.
No, definitely not. I would just suggest go over to bmoto.com and check it out. They've got some pictures of what they do.
Boutiche.com. Link in the description of the podcast.
Yes, because it's hard to spell, but they do good work.
Hello and welcome to another adventure. Yeah.
Welcome to another adventure, motherfuckers.
Welcome to another adventure of episode Throttle My Ass.
Chappie's a little off his game today. I don't know. Yeah. It's really hot there or...
Yeah, we'll do that again.
That's the first time you fucked that up.
It is.
You're listening to the Throttled Adventures Podcast. And now, your hosts, Cody and Chappie.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Throttled Adventures.
Good Cody. Job, Chappie. How are ya? You got it. Fine. Nailed it.
Yeah, I fucked that up first time through.
That's all right. It's the first time in like almost 30 episodes.
Yeah, this is episode 31.
Holy cow.
I know. I mean, episode 30, we had Amanda Zitto from As the Magpie Flies.
That was fun.
And, oh, God, I didn't do a whole lot of talking. I found that her stories are so deep and entertaining that I found myself listening. And
that's a great guest, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, she was awesome. She was very friendly. I felt like I knew her and we've been friends for a long time.
Awesome. So
it was awesome. So yeah, I would like a
go listen.
I'd give a shout out to her. Thank you so much for joining us. That was a lot of fun. And there's an open invitation. If she enjoyed herself, hopefully she'll be back.
I behaved myself, so maybe it's a possibility.
Maybe. Maybe. Although we did have quite an adventure. What was it, about 25 minutes in, your computer started locking up? And
yeah. Oh,
God, we had a good laugh on that.
My Lord. I mean, I told Chappie before that adventure will happen because we have a guest. So something's going to go freaking haywire, I guarantee it.
Yes, and poor Amanda was laughing and saying that, you know, it was her. Every time she's around, adventure happens. So. But it was fun. Editing that was a little tricky, trying to figure out how and where you come back in because it broke up your file into two pieces.
I'm just glad I'd say both pieces.
Whew. Yes.
That's what I was worried about. I'm like, oh, dear Lord.
Yeah, no, it worked and it worked well. A shout out to Zencaster. That's what we use to record our podcasts. What it does is it saves our files locally on our PCs. And then once we're done and I click the stop button, it uploads everything to the cloud. So thankfully that saved us a couple times. Yes. We've actually had quite the adventure lately. Your power kicked out once before we could sign off.
Yeah. Then your power's kicked out too.
My power kicked out, and thank God the battery backup.
We were actually talking about when shit goes wrong on that podcast when Chappie.
Yes, we were.
And Chappie was like, what the fuck is going on?
And the monitor that holds the video and the camera was not plugged into the battery backup because that's a secondary monitor.
I think Chappie pooped his pants.
Oh, guy, I was trying to figure out how to stop the recording so the files would upload just in case my power didn't go back.
Couldn't you just tell fucking Alexa to do it or Siri or whoever?
No, unfortunately.
Alexi, save this damn podcast right now, please. So what's going on with you, Chappie? You been out in the heat today?
No, I did not get out today. I went for a ride yesterday, getting frustrated with my helmet. It's squeezing the
You better send that fucker
top
back.
Of my head. It's too late.
Whatever.
Yeah, no, I just... Send worst case scenario is it's the same helmet as a small. It's just different padding. Worst case scenario, I buy the small padding and it becomes the wife's helmet. I think she's maybe leaning towards learning to ride on the Honda. So that'll be nice.
I guess I won't ask you if I can just buy that then. Shit.
I don't know. We'll see. What is our subject today, Cody?
Definitely not how to buy a helmet.
Yeah, well, that's one of those things where trying to get them online. I'm actually wondering if it's too small. Maybe I should have had a large.
I think you do need a large. And I need a medium.
I'm not buying one without trying it.
No. You should go to a shop locally and try it on for sure.
Yeah, nobody's got it.
Nobody's got them?
Nope. That's why I had to order that from Rocky Mountain.
Does Max BMW carry climb stuff or no?
No. They carry BMW stuff.
They don't have any climb shit there? That sucks. Not even like coats and pants and stuff?
They might. I didn't see any. I wasn't really looking though, so. I'm sure they can get it.
Anyway, what is our topic
today? So our topic today is probably your most forgotten tools to take with you when you go on a ride out into the wild, we'll say. Because if you're just going down the road, you're going to pass a store or something like that. So you're not likely to need some of this stuff. I think everybody knows that they should have tools with them when they're going on I don't know. If you were to go for a ride on the street, just for a day ride, would you bring tools with you?
Well, I would, but I don't have BMW 3-year roadside assistance. And to that point also, even if I did, I would still bring tools.
Right, but you're not going too far from home. You're not going on a trip. You're just going for a ride.
I still bring tools. I always have tools.
I never did.
A lot of times a simple little bolt coming loose or something. I mean, like I'm not going to call my whatever company roadside assistant when all I need is an 8mm. You know, I could continue riding for the rest of the day. That right. sucks. I mean, if you have to, you have to. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I just like to try and keep the adventure rolling.
Yeah. No, I hear you. Right up until I bought the Beamer, I didn't carry tools with me. If I went for a ride, I was within like a half an hour ride for somebody to come get me, call my brother or my dad or whoever friend has a truck. Say, hey, I broke down. I need help.
Yeah, I've kind of used all my passes to do that. So I have to carry tools now, especially since this year.
Also, I think once you get out of your area, Salt Lake, it's kind of sparse.
Yeah, it can. Those are the places I like to go. So sparse places.
Right. But so our subject is basically if you're going to go for a ride off the beaten path into the woods, onto these dirt roads, fire roads, that type of thing, you're going exploring. Things you're going to make sure you carry with you and maybe some things that you didn't think you were going to need.
Yeah. I would say an important one that has saved my butt many times is a multi-tool.
A multi-tool? Talking like a Leatherman type thing?
Yeah, Leatherman. Some variation of that.
Like a Swiss Army knife that folds in half type of thing.
But it has like some grippers, maybe a flathead and a Phillips. It's not the do-all, but it can, in a pinch, it can definitely help. And
oh yeah, you can open a can. You can. It's got a lot of
Clip your nails. No, I'm just kidding. Some of them you can.
Yeah, there's usually scissors. There's pliers, needle nose. Some of them even have magnets.
Some of them even so you have drop that. Little... Go ahead. Sorry.
I was going to say you drop that bolt down in your headlight.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you can get it.
Might need a magnet so you don't have to take the whole fucking thing apart. Pardon my.
You think that might just be a funny thing he's saying, but if you've been off road riding or just riding in general, you know that you drop bolts into crappy places no matter how hard you try not to. It happens occasionally.
Yeah. And I mean, you drop one in the bike. And unless you've got three burly friends that can help you pick the thing up, turn it upside down and shake it. You know what I'm
Maybe
saying?
Maybe if you're at Sturgis, you could do that. Hey, guys, will you help me out?
Right. But if you're on your own and it falls into a place that you can't reach, can't get to it with the needle nose, how are you going to get it out? If you have one of those magnets, most bolts aren't stainless. So
no,
they're going to be magnetic, you know.
Yeah.
Work with a magnet so you can get it out.
Very handy tool. And the multi-tool is like, if you, at minimum, just take that. Because I know what it's like to want to shave whip. You're in a hurry to go ride. You don't want to blob. I know. I get it. But a multi-tool gives you at least a fighting chance in hell to do something.
Yeah, but even like those Cruel's Tools kits, I mean, they're $100, but they pack so small.
They do.
Or if you head on over to Moto Camp Nerd, he's got small packing tool kits, and there's some really good tools in there for motorcyclists.
That is correct. Yeah, he's got a really cool one that he featured. Different sizes, so depending on
there's
big
three different
you,
kits. Yeah,
there's options
coming to get
Oh shit! They caught you, Chappie. They're coming.
But toolkit, I would say, in addition to, I mean, even if you have a toolkit, those things are a lifesaver. You know, the multi-tool that you were talking about. I have that I carry on the Beamer, you know, even though I only ride it on the road. I've always had an actual Swiss Army knife. It's not, it doesn't have the pliers, but it's got all the other things, the scissors and
you can pop
tweezers.
A bottle of wine. Does it have a corkscrew? Yes,
it Sweet. Does.
That's what I always think of when I hear Swiss Army knife is the corkscrew.
Yeah. So, I mean, I have one of those because I don't have a multi-tool.
Well,
I have a Cruel's Tools set for the Beamer, but I do have plans to get a multi-tool before we go on our trip. So,
good to know. Good to know.
Yeah. I mean, I'll have one, you'll have one. But, you know, toolkits, that's, you know.
So I would suggest, not forcefully, but just subliminally, people, here we go. Go to Moto Camp Nerd and check out the Wera Zyklop. He has 3/8 and 1/4 inch drive sets.
Yeah, and there's three different kits. I'm not sure if they're all back in stock yet. And, hey, while you're there, if you use the code THRODDLEDADV, you can save 10% off.
Hell yeah. Who doesn't like 10% off? I know I do.
Absolutely. I use it.
I use it too. I didn't buy a tent yet, but you did.
I did. I got the Blacktail Hotel 3. Blacktail Hotel 3.
It sounds
but
like a song.
I have not used it, yes. I have not used it yet.
The No-Tail Motel Hotel. Sorry. It's Friday. You know what that means. Friday, yes. Fun day.
Yeah, so I haven't camped in it yet. I got it about a week or so ago.
Have you set it up yet?
I have not. I have not even unpacked it.
Oh, we should go set it up.
I haven't had a chance. Last weekend was not, the weather was not appropriate. I need to find somewhere to go.
It's kind of like my language.
Yes.
Although I highly recommend go see Moto Camp Nerd because he's got badass stuff. For Chappie, who is a BMW guy, I don't know if you've heard of this, but I feel like every BMW needs one of these, and I actually want one really bad. In fact, I'm going to order one right now. It's Moto Hansa, H-A-N-S-A.
That is an expensive tool set.
$125 for the one I'm looking at.
Yeah, but I got the Cruel's Tools ones. I mean not that much different
similar
than the Moto Hansa.
There's just this freaking socket ratchet thing that comes in the Moto hands that I want, and I can't find just that tool like made by somebody else. So it's driving me nuts.
Those are the Moto Hans are BMW specific, I think.
Yeah. And they've got one now for KTM too.
Oh, do they?
But I mean,
well, that's good to know.
There's no perfect, you know, toolkit, but it is imperfect to not have some sort of tool.
No. And I want to say Amanda and maybe Tim too, have all said in videos that if you want to know if you've got the right tools, work on your bike at home, use that toolkit.
Yep. Use the one that you keep on your bike.
Cause if there's, things that you need that aren't in there, you need to add it. And vice versa, if there's things in there that you never use, I mean, not counting the zip ties and the duct tape and stuff like that.
Yeah. I would say probably the most important thing for motorcycle, venture, camping, whatever, packing your motorcycle is try to get things that are multi-use. Like a lot of these toolkits come with, say, sockets, and then little bits that you can use the same thing you use for your sockets as a screwdriver or Torx.
Right.
And so you save space and some weight, et cetera, but multi-use things are awesome.
Absolutely.
And to your point earlier, using your tools to work on your bike that you carry on your bike, if you're out on the trail or the side of the road, it doesn't get easier than working at home. So don't make it harder on yourself by taking stuff you wouldn't use at home.
Right.
Put the odds ever in your favor.
Yes, but using them at home will let you know that you are missing something. Because if you go to adjust your chain and you can't loosen your back wheel.
Yeah, that sucks.
You don't have the right tool.
I actually just found this tool that had been laying around my tool bench for a while, and I'm like, what in the heck? But so my bike's kind of like a dirt bike, really. So in the rear, to adjust the chain on all my 300 and my 701, you need a 13 and a 10 wrench.
Yep.
So I have this wrench I've been looking at forever, and one side's a 13, one's a 10, and it's just this little teeny thing. Oh yeah, it just went in my toolkit. But 2 years I've been looking at that thing going, that's a stupid combination. Why would
It's a smart combination.
It's very
smart. Yeah, the locking nut is the 10, and the 13 is, no.
Locking's 13 and...
And the adjuster's 10, yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was really good because before that I had never carried like a 13 wrench. Hadn't had to take my tire off until Lockhart.
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping I'm not going to have to. I need to order
me too.
Two tubes and a tube bag to go on the front fender.
You're not just going to use one tube?
No, I'll get two. I get one of each. The front tube can, I mean, if I get shitty unlucky and blow two rears, I can use the front tube in the rear to get me somewhere.
That's the point I was making, is I've seen online a lot of people saying you in a pinch can use a front tube for the rear. However, I've never seen those people that say this do that. So is it really a thing? And how big of a pain in the is it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to get a fender bag.
I'm trying to remember fanny pack?
Who makes it. Fender bag.
What about a fanny pack?
No.
Same thing.
Nobody packs my fanny.
I don't know about, you told me about the belt.
That's a belt. Belts don't pack fannies.
But they have handles so that they can be packed.
Oh,
that's good. I'm glad that I'm not going to come clear across the country for you to ask me to pack your fanny, because I would turn around.
No, that's not going to happen.
Good.
No, but the wife has plans to put the belt on you.
Oh, my God. No.
No. I'm just kidding.
Oh, no.
I don't even think she knows what the hell I'm talking about. Anyways.
Shit just got real, people.
There is a front fender bag that comes with tire spoons.
Yes.
And one of the
have those. We love them.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the spoons has the axle nut. Yeah.
And that's my tire irons have the axle nuts there. I think I just got Tusk ones, but they're made of like aluminum. I mean, they're so freaking lightweight.
I don't remember if it was the rig, Nelson rig, or the Tusk, but I saw, and it'll carry two tubes. So it's got the wrenches and two tubes.
Yeah, I think Nelson rig does have one.
I'll probably put a tire repair kit in there too. You know, so like if it's a small hole,
somebody just patch threw a video tube. Out about that. I don't know. Tire repair kit. You forgot to put a link to the pump in there, but the pump video is coming as soon as the computer cooperates. Chappie's got a gaming computer. I bet you can edit videos in like 2 minutes now.
It didn't take that long. It was really good.
So what other tools would you forget? Tire iron?
That's where I was going with that. Like if you're going off road, it's probably a good idea to carry some tubes or at least a tube repair kit. Tire irons and have somebody show you how to use them. I don't know how. I've never changed a tire.
What?
I've never had a flat tire.
You've never put new rubber on your dirt bikes?
I usually had the shop do it.
Wow. I have the shop do it now because the guy that owns the shop by me is kind of a buddy, so I get half off.
Before that, I was a kid.
Changed every tire.
I know, but I was a kid, as a teenager and whatnot, and then...
I figure that's how you got to your age, 50 years old. You were a kid once.
Yeah, you don't have to replace the tires as much off-road as you would on-road. I didn't race motocross, so it's not like I have to have these perfectly square knobbies,
No, they are nice, though, but it comes to a point... Yeah. Is it worth the cost to have perfectly square, or can they just be almost perfectly square?
I was riding for fun, so it wasn't like I needed anything perfect.
Yeah.
When I put new tires on my KX250, my brother actually put them on. But I was thinking about having him show me how to, I don't know.
I could certainly show you. I'd rather do you get in here, your garage than on the trail. But
right. Well, when you're here, if something happens, you can walk me through it while we're on the side of the trail or something. I'll have two tubes and we'll have a repair kit. Hopefully we can repair without having to pull the thing out. But
I had this, comment on my video that made me think. He said, I don't ever carry the tube repair kit.
Cause you don't have a tube.
Well, this guy was saying it though. And I was thinking, and he said he has tubes. And I was thinking, maybe you're just dumb. And he said, once you get that far into it to patch the tube, he's like, at that point, I just put a new tube in.
Huh.
I hadn't thought of it that way, but you want to be able to at least limp your bike back to somewhere.
Right. But like if I've got the repair kit, say I blow a back tube because we're in a nasty section, and then God forbid, an hour later, I pop the new one because it's just a nasty section or something. I don't air down my tires, so I don't think I'm going to have pinch flats or any of that stuff. So I don't run low air pressure. So I think that might be one of the reasons why I've never had a flat. Again, I don't race. I don't climb rocks.
Because of Chappie, I can now air down. Thank you, Chappie. I couldn't do that before because I do on my dirt bike. All the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But now I can do it like on the BDR because Chappie showed me this badass tire
Cyplus.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I like it stops when you tell it to stop. It just automatically stops.
Yeah. You tell it 12 and it pumps to 12.
That's so cool.
Yes. Yeah. I like it. And it's fairly accurate too because my BMW has TPS. Tire pressure sensors. So... you have to start moving down the road in order for it to tell you. But I've also got one of those little pen pressure gauges, which, again, you should probably carry one of those, too. So while we're on this subject, you should have a pressure gauge, one of them little digital or not digital.
As long as it
works. I've just got the one with the stick that pops out.
Yeah, the one that even Grandpa had back in the day, but they're,
yeah,
you got to have some way to gauge it. That's a good point.
Yeah, my buddy's got one with a little hose on it, and it's a round dial, so he can put it on, and then he can push the little button and let air out if he wants.
Yeah, those are cool.
If you're the type that wants to air down and air up, yes, I would recommend something like that as opposed to the little pen type.
Yes.
But I carry one of those pen ones. The BMW checks the air, and then I have that Cyplus pump.
It sounds kind of like Amanda.
What?
In this situation, a backup plan.
Well, no, it's
for
just
her camp, which I mean is a good thing. Like,
right, but like
you have the tires.
You need
sensor,
a way to.
But you still
yes, but that
have
doesn't tell
else.
Me. That doesn't tell me what the temperature is until I start moving down the road.
Gotcha.
It's more like a monitor.
And for the
but what I was going to say
of a pen one, I mean,
right?
It's not like you're.
It's tiny.
Yeah, you're not bringing the kitchen
tucks
sink
in a little pocket. Yes, and my new tank bag has a slot for it.
Yes, so. It does.
So
I haven't seen a picture of that on your bike kit, Chappie.
Yeah, you did. I sent it to you right before the podcast last week.
When we were talking to Amanda, do you think I was paying attention to anything?
It was before that, because I put the GPS mount on. I put my risers in the tank bag.
I was a little bit nervous.
So I don't get off topic and I get the information out, that Cyplus pump, I can pump my tire to 40, and then I check it with the pen and it says 40. And then once I start driving down the road, the bike tells me it's at 40. So the pump does pump to the pressure that you tell it to.
And so
it's got a plus and minus. You set it to what you want and you turn it on and it pumps to that pressure and then stops.
So far, mine's, knock on wood, has been pretty accurate, like you were saying.
Yeah.
So that's a cool thing.
The reason I got that pump was because the air stations around here suck. Nothing worse than putting a dollar in and
it can't
fill up your tire.
Are they like mine here where it does one PSI every 10 seconds?
No, it was a problem of the nozzle on the end when I put it on the bike wouldn't seal.
Oh.
So it's like, and then you go to the next one and the gauge is broken. So I can't tell how much I'm putting in. So it's like,
yep.
I just got so tired of not being able to find reliable air.
Yeah, and it's not really a guessing game that you want to play, right?
No, and
you don't want to guess.
$40. So if you pay a dollar for air.
Yeah. Even I could afford it, people. Yeah. So come on. Yeah,
40 times checking your bike. I mean, you should check it every time you ride. If you have to, and somebody like you who's going to air up and air down, you're going to use that a hell of a lot more.
Yep.
And it's definitely better than the old.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I mean, don't get me wrong. In a pinch, those work and whatever. But this was just really cool. It's a cool.
Yeah, and there's no need to unhook your seat and get to your battery or anything like that. If you got a bike that doesn't have a battery, it still works on those too.
Yeah.
And it's tiny. It's like,
I think it's,
what would you say, like it's size of an ear of a corn.
Yeah. Oh man, I'm hungry now. Fuck.
So am I. I haven't eaten.
Hey babe, I want some corn on the cob for dinner. Woo! Hey mom, I need some meatloaf. Here's a tool I bet a lot of people forget when they're going off-road, and you can question me on this. Is it really a tool? Oh, it sure is. How about a communicator, whether it be spot, inReach, Zomix?
Yeah, especially if you're going off-road. I would say tool because it does a job.
Yes.
And tools usually do that. I've got a couple that I'm thinking of that people are going to say aren't tools, but they're going to be important.
I'd say the communicator, even if you have BMW roadside assistance, but you don't have service, cell service,
oh, absolutely.
How are you going to get that? You need a tool to help you.
Right.
Get there. So what are your secret ones you're thinking of?
Well, I just wanted to elaborate on the Garmin or the satellite communicator. Mm-hmm. Something like that, if you're going off the beaten path, is very important. Even when me and the wife were riding on the road, we tend to go as far away from civilization as possible or try to on back roads. I had to download music onto my phone so it wouldn't stop playing, because we would get into areas where it would stop playing. So that sucks. To me, and then, yeah, that told me that we were getting to areas where if we had an issue, we weren't going to have service. So that was one of the reasons why I bought it.
Nice.
As well as it tracks. So you can send your significant other a message when you start out, and they can follow your path, which I'm going to have to do the whole time we're gone.
Funny story. It's funny story time. The little elf. Ha! He came out of my pocket the other day. So
that's not a pocket behind the zipper.
Oh, well, okay. That's news to me, but I thought it was the corner pocket. Garmin, InReach, or Spot, whatever you use, they're great tools. They're magnificent. And they work when they're charged, which is usually not a problem. They do not work if you don't pay the bill.
Oh, no, they don't.
So I went camping the other night. I've been a little apprehensive. My wife's had some health issues, and like I'm not really been into leaving overnight. I'm at Johnny Mac's. I'm ho-humming because it's right by the canyon. He's like, you got to make a decision, Cody. Just make a decision and go do whatever you're going to do, or don't do it. So I man up and I go camp. The wife was having some health issues. And I'm sending her messages. She'd been sending me messages. We weren't getting them. Well, the wife's card got stolen or hacked, whatever.
Oh, and that's the one
a month or two ago. And we didn't realize that that's the one it was on. So she shut that card off so that people would quit buying stuff.
Absolutely.
On our money. But we forgot to switch over. So just, I know most of you people are way more responsible, and that would never happen to you. I'm just telling you it could, and it did on like the crappiest time, because had I got the messages she was sending me, I'd have hightailed at home to be with her. But
yeah, is that why it didn't work when you were with Tim?
Yeah,
because that was about two weeks or so ago. Yeah, shit.
So we figured it out.
Damn, you would think that your communicator would tell you.
Now I do believe, like the SOS button still would work.
Yes,
I wasn't gonna test that theory, but
yes, yeah. It does.
So
you may get charged for whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, yes, that does still work.
So
they have ones that only have an SOS button. Do not need a plan for.
Yeah,
but you cannot message people with
I need two-way communication. I need to know if I hit the SOS button, they can text me and say, we will be there. I don't want to just hit the button and pray.
Right, because if you're in an area where the trees are very dense above you, it might not get a signal out.
Yeah,
you might have. I don't care what kind of communicator you got. A bear back.
Bear bag. You know, hang your device on a rope, throw it over so that it'll go above the tree line. I've actually seen somebody made a video about that, but I'm going to file the pay the bill or if you cancel card thing under tool maintenance, because
yes,
if you don't maintain your tools when you need them, they don't work. So.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I would recommend if you're going off into the woods, for me, when I bought the 250L, I knew I was going to be going out in the woods by myself. I had to have it. Not just for me, but for peace of mind and the wife.
Yes, that was kind of an agreement I had to make when I started riding solo with my wife, was there has to be some fail safe.
Yeah, and that's probably sense. You know? I would say that's probably the most important tool.
Yes. Don't go off-road without it. And off-road could be, you know, a gravel road, a forest road. It could be a goat trail. Off pavement. Yeah, off the grid, whatever you want to call it. Because once you're not on pavement, there are a lot of variables that you're dealing with, such as flat tires and things that normally you don't have to worry about on road. Sometimes they happen on road too, but
right.
Some jerk threw his beer bottle out. You just happen to run over the one shard that goes right through your tire, you know, stupid things.
Yeah. While you're leaning the bike over and you wipe out. It can happen. I just want to take a moment to say a tool that a lot of people probably forget is a set of earplugs. I know there's going to be people that say that they don't want to wear them. They won't wear them. There's been studies that when you do 50 miles an hour, the wind going by your helmet is over 90 decibels. That's enough. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
That's enough to start you losing your hearing. And that's, if you've got an insanely loud pipe, you're over 90 decibels. And listening to that, you're going to lose your hearing.
I can't hear him, but I can see him, so I can read his lips, and I know what the fuck he's saying. And he is correct. Yes. Because, I played in bands growing up, and I just recently started using earplugs. I still need to get the eargasms.
It's worth the $30.
But I keep forgetting about it.
Smaller ears.
I'm like, forget about it. I forget.
And you can get them on Amazon, too. I love them. I mean, I've got a set in each bike. I'm looking for the box here. Here it is. They come in a nice box. They come in a metal case. I was just afraid to order that
box to my house because my wife might think I'm up to some suspicious activities.
But I got the smaller ears ones because they fit better in my canal. We're talking about ears, Cody.
You know what canal is? Take the sea away, buddy. sorry, DA. He walked right into that one.
So if you have bigger ear holes,
because we like to invade your ear holes,
you might want the bigger ones. But just if you're thinking earplugs aren't going to help, just do a test. When you leave your house, put a set of earplugs in. Even if they're the foam, roll them up and stick them in. Ride to your first break. Take them out. Throw them in your pocket. And then start riding after your first break. You're going to notice a significant difference in the noise.
Yes, most definitely.
Yeah. It's just...
Don't go deaf because then we can't invade your ear holes. Okay, people?
But I've actually found that the earplugs that I have, they work better at filtering the not wanted noise. I can still hear cars next to me on the highway. I can still hear my motor, and I can actually hear the music better.
So when the significant other's in a not so chipper mood, maybe we could try it out, see if it filters out the not want to be heard stuff.
No,
it doesn't work like that.
No, that filters out certain frequencies. The eargasm ones do anyway.
Probably the harmful one.
Yeah, they a lot of musicians, I guess, use them.
Damn.
So I don't know. I like them. They're comfortable. They come with a little metal case with a key ring on it. So you unscrew it, take the earplugs out, you put them in, screw it back in. I got that little carabiner clip on the tank bag. That's where they live now.
That's cool. So, all right, I'm ordering them right now. Here's the thing. Chappie suggested, just off the top of my head, I think we're about four right now. Thanks.
Ear hole?
Four items.
The
air pump he's told me for.
I'm going to have to write. I'm going to have to write them down when I edit so I can put them in the, and I will link them all.
I call it the Cyclops, but it's the Cyclops.
Cyplus.
air thing. It's badass. So the tire pump, which is what? The Psy
Plus.
Psy Plus. That thing is
CYPLUS, awesome. I think it is.
He also told me about something that you can save 20% on. He told me, I'm not a hoodie guy. I hate hoodies. And then he got this hoodie and he's like, oh my God, I love this fucking hoodie. It's the Motatomic Gas Can hoodie. And it is a game changer. You'll be rubbing your nipples. It's embarrassing. People come over. You're just so happy.
Yeah, actually, I think Dan's going to quote me on the website.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, because I told him I've got one hoodie. Like my kids or my wife, somebody bought me a Vikings, Minnesota Vikings hoodie. It's a zip up. It's the only zip up sweater I had. So it's kind of like, eh. Because most of the things without hoods are pullovers. You can't get a sweatshirt that isn't a pullover without a hood. So I've got that one. I never usually wear it. If I wear it at all, it's to put it on to go have a smoke or something like that. Because the hoods bother me in the back. So I told Dan that I'm not a hoodie guy. So I completely understand where our conversation went the other day. Until I got my gas can. Because that thing is so comfortable. I went for a ride on the bike yesterday, and it was chilly. I put that on underneath my jacket. You don't even know that the hood's there.
We tried softly to suggest to somebody that they accept one, and they told us they wouldn't like it. I think somebody would have loved it, but I wasn't going to push the issue. So that's two, the air pump and the hoodie. Been right on.
Fire kit. Well, what was the first thing you said?
The air pump. The other thing he has suggested to me that is badass, actually he sent to me, is the Magware flatware.
Oh, yeah. That's more of like a camping thing.
I mean, that's not a tool. I'm just saying.
I don't think you would need that off-road.
So I'm saying that eargasms, I'm just going to trust, are as cool as he said the other things are.
Oh. You're talking about things that I've told you about. Yeah,
things that you've recommended and I have actually tried.
You had me so confused.
I know I am Confucius.
I was thinking, wait a minute. The Magware has nothing to do with the subject. Well, I understand what you're saying.
I mean, you could fork somebody if you had to.
Yeah, no, I mean.
Or how did you say it the other day?
A foon and spork.
Honey, pass the foon.
What the fuck is a foon?
I don't know. Ask Chappie. It's his word.
But yeah, back to the like items. You had mentioned you never go somewhere without something that folds. I don't have one. So, I mean, you want to tell everybody what we're talking about?
The multi-tool?
No.
Saw.
Yeah, there you go.
Because you don't have
it. Close, but no cigar. Either. Well, a multi-tool,
some of them have little saws.
I mean, you're not going to cut much more than kindling wood, but.
Yeah, something like, I'm a silky saw guy myself. However, there are cheaper versions of a folding saw that will work. I can't guarantee they'll work repeatedly, but they will work, and they might be cheap enough, like a Coleman or I can't remember the off brands, but.
And they've also got those rope saws. Well, I mean, it's like a chainsaw chain with
key rings
with handles. Oh no, some of them have actually handles, but I mean, you can take some pretty decent sized trees with those.
Yeah.
And they've even, you can sometimes find the foldable shovels that have like a saw on an edge or they.
I saw that ninja tool you were looking at.
That was actually pretty cool.
It does look very cool. If it was $10 cheaper, I'd probably just have jumped on it.
Yeah, $60.
If it was $50, I probably would have done it $60. It was like.
Well, it's $50 if we both get one.
Oh, shit. I got to keep my mouth shut.
All right, shit.
But yes, a saw. like when Chappie had to drag his bike under a tree in a river.
Yeah, the dried out creek bed.
I'm sure the saw could have helped you there.
Yeah, because I wasn't getting up the banks. I mean, even if you were there, we would have had a hard time dragging them up. And then when I walked up to the side of the bank and looked, it's like I'm looking at trees down all over the place anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, even if I had dragged it out of there, I don't know where the fuck I'm going to go. Of course, I went to the opposite side that the trail was on. If I had gone the other way, I probably would have calmed down a little bit and said, oh, shit, I just got to get past these two trees. The trail's right here.
But then it wouldn't have been an adventure. So
don't ride in the woods when the fucking leaves are covering everything because you can't see the trail no more.
That is a real thing. That is a real thing.
Well, that's what happened.
I've been on trails. I know the trail like almost the back of my hand at the closest riding spot to me. And when the leaves fall, yeah, sometimes I fall because I'm not on the trail anymore. So, folding saw.
Yeah. I definitely have to get one of those so I can help cut trees if we run into that. I was reminded
for those since you don't have one. Cheap one.
And I will make sure that I put a show notes up on the website for this because there's going to be a lot of things that we're talking about that people can go find.
We'll leave a link below where you can Ko-Fi me for some gas money to get out to Chappie. It's 2,400 miles. That's a lot of miles.
Yes. So continuing on with the tools, folding saw, you might want, what else can we do? Like a dry bag maybe?
Well, I happen to know one that you wouldn't lose in the woods.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah. It's rated M. It's rated M. For mature and mototomic. Yes, Carlos. And that one, guess what? I've got one of those right here, too. Dun, 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 and Carlos is smoking.
My coaster.
It's an OG.
Yeah. Yes, Mototomic. You can also use our discount code THRODDLEADV at Mototomic. They have dry bags. They have t-shirts, hoodies, as Cody mentioned earlier.
Nipple.
They have some new stuff coming out. Oh my God.
Oh, that's right. That's what I say.
Did you see the beanie?
Yes. I told him, yes, please. And he said,
yes,
taken care of.
We are recording on the day that the beanies were announced. I am so stoked.
Me too. I told him that.
I think it was a couple weeks or a couple months ago that we were doing a podcast. The only thing that we thought that was missing from the shop was a beanie.
Yep. The beanie, I told them between that and the BDR beanie, like that's going to be quote unquote my look in all my videos. I'm so excited about that fucking beanie.
Yeah, I'm probably going to wear mine out. I wear one all winter because I shave my head. So,
yes, yeah. Cappy is a skinhead. I'm sorry if you are just listening with your ear holes and haven't ever seen Chappie, but he shaves his head.
I shave it down to buzz cut.
Yeah,
it's military like style.
Military style, yeah. I tried to go full on skinhead, but my daughter won't. And she went to cosmetology school. She won't shave it like with a razor. She will not do it.
Oh, no.
I don't know if it's because she'd be embarrassed. But now I just tease her all the time, like, come on, let's do it. Let's do it. Just because I get a rise out of her.
So, a dry bag. If you're carrying anything that needs to be dry, like your sweatshirt or your rain gear or anything, you know, anything that you're bringing with you, your tools can go in it, whatever.
Medicinal purposes only weed.
Oh, weed. Yeah. Here you could do that. I don't know if it's legal where you are.
I'm not condoning or saying that I do weed. I haven't done weed since I was about 16 years old. I did once since then and it just made me a paranoid mess, but certain things you just need to keep dry. Okay.
Note to self. Yeah. I smoke cigarettes. That's it.
I smoke cigars now. Thanks to fucking Dork on the Road. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. Actually, I do thank him because some of them taste great.
Water.
Agua.
I know it's not a tool, but
it is a tool.
Hydration pack.
Overheating.
Hydration pack. Right. But a hydration pack would be the tool that you would carry the water in. You can carry bottles and hey, you can put them in your dry bag. So then you've got
you can put them in your pocket
inside the dry bag.
Even though I was told pockets. That's not a pocket. Just trying to keep them hydrated, yeah. That little elf.
But yeah, if you have a hydration backpack or something like that, having water
or hydration, as Cody said, tank bag.
Yes, that too. That's going to be like emergency water. Yes. I think for camping and whatnot, that'll be cool. Yeah, that's a very important tool.
Let Cody tell you some words of advice. When you're in the mother freaking desert, you've been stranded there because you couldn't make the trail because it was too hard and it got too dark. And you're in the desert trying to get out and you see these two lovely girls and they have big, big, big
bottles of water.
Hydro packs, people. Get your minds out of the gutter. And you ask them, hey, you guys, can you spit any water? I mean, sand is spitting out of your mouth. You're so dry. They tell you no. So carry your own damn water, like Chappie says. Whether they were a mirage or not, they did not share their water with me.
Yeah, and on that subject, having some sort of like having some sort of water filter. I mean, even if it's just one of those little straw ones.
Yep.
You can get them at Walmart pretty cheap. I mean, you don't have to go to REI or anything like that. You know,
can literally save your life or your sanity or your comfort or all of
the above. Yeah, because especially if you're in a foreign place, the bacteria in the water is going to be different than it is around your house. That's what Montezuma's Revenge is all about down in Mexico.
Montezuma's Revenge.
It's the
even they tell you
don't drink the water.
They tell you don't drink the water, but do they say don't get ice in your drinks? They don't tell you that part.
No, they don't. Figure that out
yourself. Get to the pooper.
Yeah, it's not that the water's bad. It's just that the bacteria in that area is different.
It doesn't like
you. So the straws will filter that out. Because the last thing you want to do while you're bouncing around in the woods is start sharting.
Yeah.
Especially boing, boing,
off road. It's not like a smooth little.
Yeah.
Did you see that squirrel?
Don't want to fill up your MX boots with shit.
No. It's bad enough with like rain.
It's bad enough with the smell of the feet.
Yeah. My lordy. All right. What other tools? Maybe a map. Is that a tool?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going somewhere where you don't know where you're going, I mean, if it's an area where you go all the time and you're not going to explore, I mean, if you're going exploring, you should have some sort of map or
paper.
You know why I say that?
Because sometimes you lose service and your damn phone won't show you a map or you drop your phone.
Oh, I've never had that problem. Oh, see, I download my maps.
Yep. What if you drop your phone? Crack the screen, you can't see it.
GPS.
I mean, at that point, I got bigger problems worrying about telling the wife I just ruined another $1,500 phone. Mm. However, it would still be nice to have a paper.
Yeah, I mean,
even a page you downloaded before you go, you know, of just the
area. See, that's just it. I've got all my maps downloaded on the GPS and on my phone. North America, anyway, because that's where I'm staying.
That's where you're staying?
Yep. I have no plans to go to Africa or, you know. And if I do, I'll download those maps.
Yeah, if you get there, you will get there. I don't think they have maps in Africa. You just ride and avoid giraffes.
If you can, get a map for where you're going.
Pen noise.
Not everywhere is going to have
a map. Edit it out. I'm sorry, I made a pen noise. Sorry, I threw it away. It's gone. It's gone.
Clicker. These will be also at the end of the episode.
Oh boy. Well, Chappie.
For a couple of bloopers.
Is a foon and I'm a clicker.
A foon and you're a clicker.
I'm a clicker.
I thought you said a fucker.
Just call me clickbait.
Yeah. I don't know. Can you think of any other tools that might be overlooked that you would carry?
Lubrication.
Even if you were going to go on your. I don't bring that.
No.
If you're just hopping on your 300. Oils. You bring oil with you when you're on your 300?
Not on the 300.
We're just going for a ride. I mean, if you're going on an adventure, you need a lot more shit.
Yeah. That's why you got luggage on adventures.
Right. We're just bringing maybe a dry bag or something. Small pack.
I don't know. Maybe
backpack.
Be a tool necessarily, but like maybe some breath mints or some gum.
just in case you meet some
hot
woody babe.
No, not because of the sometimes
gothic chicks on dirt bikes.
We find those
in the woods.
I'm in trouble.
In the woods?
Oh fuck. Yeah. I have to call a lawyer at that point. But
now, swing.
You know how we as motorcyclists talk about pucker factor.
Pucker.
Pucker. Your butt puckers when you go over to scary.
Yeah. If you gotta shove the breath mints up there so you get fragrant farts.
I don't know if it's just me or not, but like if I go through a really technical section or something that's kind
dry
of
dry mouth.
Yeah, I get dry mouth. So like a sour mint or a piece of gum. Yes, I know you can drink water too, but sometimes that doesn't actually
it doesn't get rid of it. Mouth. No.
So that's I know that's way stretching for a tool. That's a convenience.
Yeah, but I mean it does a job. So yeah, and I mean everybody's different.
And if you have to ask somebody for help because you broke down or something, it might be nice if your breath didn't smell like ass. They might be more prone to help.
Your ass didn't smell like breath.
Depends where you stick the icebreakers. I tend to put them, you know, right under my nose. Chaffee.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not a suppository, okay?
Yeah.
It says right on the box.
Does it really?
I don't know, but that sounded good, didn't it?
Oh, God, that would be too funny. Icebreakers. These are not for your bunghole.
I need some tippy for my bunghole, not icebreakers. I am cornholio.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Some kind of those biodegradable wipes.
Yes.
I'm trying to think of the name of them. They sell them on Amazon. Those are awesome. I carry them with me everywhere. They work good on the face shield, goggles, windshield. You just don't want to like rub. You just lay it on there and let it sit for like 5 seconds. And it kind of moistens up all the bugs that have hit your windshield and then wipe it off.
Ooh, yeah.
It's wet.
Wrong. I always just scrub.
Yeah, no, you lay it on there and let the moisture get into the stuff that's on there. Because if you've got dirt or sand or something on there, or like mud scratch that got kicked up, yeah, it could. If you moisten it up first, it might come off a lot easier.
Hmm. Good tips.
Second set of goggles.
It's really hard to ride when you can't see.
Yes. Yeah, I think that I'm about tapped out. I'm having a hard time.
Yeah, I think that's about it. All the rest I have are sexual innuendos, so we're just gonna move on.
Yeah.
Chap, we've been talking about nature and gothic chicks and dirt bikes. Because this one's gonna last longer than 4 hours, I can guarantee it. And the wife just said, I sure fucking hope so. You gonna hold up to that guarantee?
So I just want to remind everybody that we have the discount code, throttled ADV, THROTTLED ADV.
No spaces.
Yes. Do not put any spaces in there. Do not spell no spaces.
Just spell it backwards.
Yeah.
Worst meal.
Yeah, that won't work.
No.
But if you use that code at Moto Camp Nerd, you save 10%. Or if you use it Mototomic, Mototomic will give you 20% off your purchase.
And if you use it on twowheelsatatent.com, I will charge you 20% extra so that I can have gas money. This deal ends soon. Act fast.
He's funny. 31 episodes. It's pretty awesome.
That's a lot of invading of ear holes. And most people listen to us have two of them, so that's twice as much fun.
Yes. Double dipper. Thank you for listening, everybody.
We appreciate you coming to join us for our foonery.
Yeah, so we hope you had a good time. We hope you've enjoyed some of the guests. We have more coming in the near future. We've got a few weeks before we head out on our trip. We're going to try and record stuff so you can listen. There might be a break. Depends on whether or not we have time to record anything when Cody's here. We intend to record a lot during our trip.
Yes.
Especially
there will
video
be some
stuff,
special things available after the trip.
Yeah.
Some of them probably will be free and some of them may just be available. But we've got some fun and some really cool stuff planned.
Yes.
And I'm sure that more will come into play as we.
Yeah. And keep an eye on like the Instagram and stuff like that. Cause while we're on the trip,
you got to watch that little fucker.
We'll
Instagram. He runs all over.
If you want to find out where to follow, you can head on over to the website, throttledadventures.com. There's links to Cody's and mine, as well as the Throttled Adventures Instagram. But there'll be posts of where we are, people we run into, stuff like that.
Yeah, probably a day or two behind, but hey.
That's fine.
Chappie's got stalkers.
I do?
I don't know, but I want to find out.
Alrighty.
When Bobblehead comes out and meets you at your tent, I'm going to have to go home.
I don't know who Bobblehead is, but I don't want
to. You'll figure that out later because you sent the picture to me. You told me gothic chicks get on motorcycles and camp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bobblehead.
Like, you know what I mean. I didn't want to say the full term.
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean. Oh, God, it's funny. All right. So thank you, everybody. Until next week. I guess I'm Chappie and he's Cody.
So I'm told. Brap you, mother brappers. Let's get into it. It's time to have some adventures, sons of bitches.